One of the first questions I get asked when working with a client, a new client on her weight loss journey, is how long will it take me to lose, I don't know, 10, 15 pounds? Or how much weight will I lose in a week? Now, the smarty pants in me wants to ask, well, how long did it take you to gain 10, 15 pounds? Or did you gain 20 pounds in a week? But I know that's really not the answer that she would be looking for, and I probably wouldn't keep her as a client now, would I? And honestly, to be fair, I know these are commonly asked questions. Everyone wants to know, how long will it take me to lose 10, 15, 20, 30, or even 40 pounds? Well, I'm going to tell you. So let's get into it. Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only had more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. Now, I had a smarty pants response earlier to the question of how long it will take to lose weight. But the answer is, it depends. Now, before I launch into why it depends, I just want you to know that I'm not some coach on our high horse telling you it depends when it comes to how much weight you can expect to lose. I can tell you that I was heavily, and I mean heavily, focused on just that when I was a figure competitor, before summertime, before a function, when I was going to wear a fitted dress, after I had my son, and on and on and on. And because we are a society that wants it now, faster, quicker, yesterday, we can get an answer to just about anything that jumps in our mind in 0.2 seconds, have groceries and food delivered within 30 minutes, and watch just about literally anything we want within a few clicks. I mean, we can get just about what we want when we want it. So it's hard. Especially hard to be satisfied with, well, it depends, as an answer when it comes to weight loss. It's important to you. You want to know that if you make the investment of time, energy, and sacrifice to some degree, you're going to lose X amount of pounds in X amount of time, right? But the answer is still precisely, it depends. Now, it's commonly known that you can safely lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Okay, so your response to that is probably, but what about the people who lose 20 pounds in a month? They must be losing more than 1 to 2 pounds a week, right? I mean, it's simple math, ma'am. That means they're losing about 5 pounds a week. That's the plan I want. I want the lose 5 pounds in a week plan. Okay, so my response to you is slow your roll and let's talk about it for a bit. Generally speaking, and I put the emphasis on generally speaking because there are other factors that come into play. For the most part, to lose weight, you have to burn more calories than you eat, which is generally, and I put the emphasis on generally, done by creating a caloric deficit or reducing the amount of calories you eat, and adding exercise or increasing the amount of exercise you do to essentially burn calories. So it's pretty simple to create a deficit. You figure out your current calorie intake, how many calories you want to reduce to create a deficit, Then you read the labels and you eyeball your food, or maybe you might weigh it for portion control. And you may use some type of app or food journal to stay on track with your food. The challenge comes when you're trying to figure out how many calories you're burning with exercise. Now, you can use an app on your watch or some other device. Just keep in mind that those are not always accurate. So how do you determine how many calories you're actually burning? It really comes down to things that we definitively can't measure, like how hard you're working or your current fitness level. With those varying factors, it's hard to know how many calories you're actually going to burn in a workout, to further determine how many calories you're going to burn in a week, to determine how many calories you will lose in a week. Okay, so don't stress, because you will figure it out as you go. Now, what kind of answer is that? You're probably thinking, figure it out as I go. It's a good one, because in essence, your consistency will determine how much your body responds to the changes you've made, which will further determine how quickly and to what degree you will lose weight. You'll figure it out when you go, when you're consistent, really consistent with a plan of clean nutrition, a calorie deficit, and exercise, you'll start to lose the weight. And from there, you can start to measure and gauge your weight loss. Now, keep in mind that if you have an underlying medical condition, you'll need to work with a physician. However, all things being equal, your consistency will determine your weight loss. Now, with that being said, generally, and again, I say generally in all capital letters, 1 to 2 pounds a week is reasonable. However, I recommend backing away from the scale, and I highly encourage you to focus on other ways to indicate weight loss, or even weight gain for that matter. Now, I know I'd be deluding myself if I thought people didn't care about how much they weigh, because I do. We care about how much we weigh. And to be honest, I still weigh myself, but I really work to do it only once or twice a month, because there are better and frankly more motivating ways that you can tell if you're losing or even gaining weight. First, how do your clothes fit and feel? And I don't mean joggers or leggings, because we all know those things feel amazing. But how do your favorite pair of jeans fit and feel? When those begin to fit differently and start to feel baggy, especially around the waist, then you know you're headed in the right direction. Wear them or try them on every other week or so and see how you look and see how you feel. The second way to indicate if you are losing weight is to simply measure yourself. Get that measuring tape out and measure around your chest, your waist, your hips, and your thighs. And just keep a simple chart on a paper or your cell phone, and do that once a month or every other week if you just have to know. And probably the most effective way to determine if you're losing weight is taking pictures. And here's what I recommend. Take a picture of yourself and then go about your business of making consistent, healthy changes to your nutrition and exercise habits for about a month. Then take another picture, and then keep going and take another picture, and then keep going. There is nothing more satisfying than a good before and after picture. And when I tell you, you are going to be so proud of the changes that you've made. Looking at those pictures at your start point, your midway point, and your end point is really a good indicator of what type of progress you've made. Now, I know that maybe that wasn't the answer that you were looking for, but it's an answer that I know that will serve you better, because the number on the scale is not the only indicator of weight loss. And the scale can, quite honestly, serve as a demotivator if you don't take into account all of the many factors that impact weight loss. And as I close this episode, I want you to take away two things. These two things will help you out immensely, I promise. First, focus on consistently. Consistently showing up for yourself every day and do the work. if the work is eating clean, whole foods at every meal, and working out 4 times a week, then do just that. Be consistent. If you miss a day or don't follow the plan, no worries, no problem. Start back the next meal or the next workout and be consistent. And the second thing is, give your body time to respond to what you're doing. It may be a few weeks or even a few months before you see significant changes. So don't freak out if you're not seeing the results when you expect to see them. Be patient. Taking it one day at a time will allow you to enjoy the journey instead of focusing on the destination. All right, love, that's all, says the clock on the wall. Until the next episode, take the very best care of capital YOU. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found the nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.